Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Thank you, Lucius. We'll get to Football Fix coming up on the other side. Lenore Sellers is going to be returning to South Carolina. He's got a deal done with the school. Oh, he's going back.
Did they announce they've got a deal done?
They did. He's inked the deal to return to South Carolina.
I love the re-signing reports.
Yep. I think
like so-and-so re-signed. It's not just they're staying in college.
They've re-signed.
I think I saw it. Was it USC? Showed me USC was the first team to do this.
They did.
Oh, yeah. With their quarterback, Maiva.
Mm-hmm. Ah, crazy what's going on in the world of college football. How different it is now, just a couple of years removed from the new NIL era. All right, we'll talk more football coming up. Actually, let's do it right now because it's time for some Krusty's Corner. Brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That's greystone-roofing.com. Take it away, Krusty.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. I appreciate you always playing that. And thank you there for Greystone for being a part of this. Hey, Lucius, I had to mention something.
Yeah, dog, what up?
I'm walking around in Raleigh House, right?
I love Raleigh House.
I get stuck in the SMU section thinking, man, Lucius would love this.
Right. You got some better stuff.
Yeah. I think SMU has the best gear of any team in Raleigh House.
The colors are awesome.
And I know
A&M, and they switched up to that triple D. Like they leaned into that triple D thing, and that made me pop. I was like, I love that Dallas, the cursive Dallas. I just love
the
it.
The cursive Dallas
and the
city logo with the pony
it
in the middle
awesome.
Of the D. SMU with the red, white, and blue, and it's not just a patriotic thing. Red, white, and blue together on a uniform color.
Outstanding.
Is outstanding.
It is.
But I think that SMU and Raleigh House, this sounds like an ad for Raleigh House here. But
well, we do love Raleigh House.
We do love Raleigh House. But they've got Oklahoma, Texas. They got everything. They got like Prairie View A&M. They've got everything you can imagine. Stars, Rangers, Mavs. They're friends of the program. Yep. They had us out for a bunch of stuff. But, man, every time I walk over, I wish I'd have gone to school at SMU just to wear the gear.
Pretty stuff, dude.
Just to wear the gear.
It is sick.
They've got the quarter zips, the hoodies. Yeah. They've got golf shirts, long sleeve shirts, the dry fit, vests. Damn. I go over my little LSU section. They have stuff there, but it's so small compared to how nice that
is. That Mustang on that T-shirt just running, his mane flowing.
It's crazy.
It's crazy
how much. And they've got good. Because I was, getting stuff for Bennett, in Texas and things like that. But, man, I find myself walking over there, and I'm like going, damn, why didn't I go to school here just to get the gear? But, hey, hats off to – if you have to go get gear,
They had maids in the dorm over there in SMU in the 80s, late 70s and 80s. I seen a little documentary about it. They had maids, bro.
They had maids?
Yeah, in the dorms, dog. What are we talking about?
Cleaning it up.
Yeah. Cleaning up the rooms and everything when you leave for
I'll
you.
I'll tell you
get
what.
Out of here.
We didn't get LSU. We had the athletic dorm. I'll tell you what, the athletic dorm was cool. Lived in the athletic dorm with Shaq. Shaq, the basketball.
That's badass.
Yeah, him and Chris Jackson, and those basketball guys.
Ah.
Did you
have to share, bathroom community space with
they
everybody?
They had a deal where they had it. It was pretty much you wore the shower shoes. And the towels and stuff like that.
So you showered in the same spot as Shaq did?
Yeah, no, but the basketball wing was down. We had a big athletic dorm, and it was like three levels. and Shaq and the basketball guys were down on one end.
Okay, that's good, because I was worried about your toothbrush and your shoes.
No, man.
We were up to. Isn't that funny, Broadus?
I'm so funny.
Yeah, funny.
That toothbrush was in my crack for my last class.
Yeah, Shaq. Yeah, keep winning, Shaq.
Can he even fit on like a normal toilet?
I can't imagine. No, I think he has like an industrial, one-of-one toilet he sits on at his house.
Something.
There's no way he's got to run to the mill.
The knees in his face.
I can't imagine what he does when he's just out in public.
Yeah. You hold it.
I'll tell you what's crazy, though.
You just get constipated.
That, you know, the Chris Jackson, right? My guy.
Abdul Maul Rauf.
There you go.
He's still got a wet shot to this day. To this day.
My guy, we didn't know he had Tourette's.
Oh.
And so he would be in the dining hall. Making the sounds and stuff like that. Exactly.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And we were all kind of looking at each other like, that dude's a badass player, but what's going on What's going on? We didn't know. We didn't know what steroids were. And our whole team was taking them. But we didn't know. We did not know what was going on with steroids. We were in that Bosworth era.
Yeah.
You know, where they were getting suspended. Like, Brian Bosworth will not play in the Orange Bowl.
Classic steroids, too, like DECA and stuff like that. Like, Winstrol.
Like Nebraska. Nebraska was way ahead of everybody here. They had a guy named Boyd Epley that was their strength coach. And Boyd was like, line up. Here, take your shot, you know. Like, we played Nebraska in the bowl games. It's like Dave Remington and those guys.
Yeah.
It's like they had legs on their on their shoulders.
They were, roiding.
They were so roided up. Dean Steinkuhler. I am hip.
That's a fake name.
Oh man, Nebraska had some players.
Steinkuhler was a linebacker.
He was a guard. Dean Steinkuhler
with the neck roll.
Play with the Oilers. They had Dean Steinkuhler, Mark Trainerwitz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
They had some dudes now, like, but the I Am Hip was a back, Turner Gill, local guy. But anyway, they were steroided up.
361 says they had maids at Southwestern University in Georgetown, late 80s.
There you go.
And the 817 says they had maids in the athletic dorms at TCU in the 90s. So
living high on the hog out there.
That's big time, dude.
I'm just telling you.
Can you imagine being a college kid?
I can't.
You know it's handled.
All we ever had to do, the dining
hall. Those poor maids, man. The crap they probably had to clean up.
The commodes were never good. Yeah.
No. Why is it stuck together?
Yeah.
This is sticking.
The whole thing with the, in the athletic dorm, we had the dining hall, which was great. The ladies at the dining hall were some of the nicest ladies ever with the fettuccine.
Legendary.
I love lunch ladies,
lunch,
man.
Dining ladies.
All right, real quick there. I'm sorry. Chargers. We got beat. All right.
We lost.
But I'm going to tell you this, what Jesse Minter did to you guys. I'm going to tell you what he did. Jesse Minter, if you go back and you watch the game, and I was curious of how he went from being poor in the first half to being better in the second half. And there's kind of a way that he did this. There's some method to his madness. When you break it down, and I was kind of charting what they were doing, but then I said, okay, I'm going to check the metrics on this too. In the first quarter, when Dak and CeeDee and those guys were going off, first quarter he played cover 3, cover 6, cover 2, cover 1 is what he played. So 1 and 3 are kind of the same, very similar. 6 is, cover 2 to one side, and then, 4 on the other is what you got with the way the different drops and positionings and stuff. We all know what cover two is with two guys on the hash.
Right.
So he's getting crushed. He's getting crushed playing 3-6, 2-1. In the second quarter, he's thinking, I got to do something different. In the second quarter, he starts playing four, what's like four across. He plays two, which he did earlier in the first. He goes back to his one, and he plays a little three. So his main thing that he played, he went from playing cover three to playing cover four across, thinking that was going to help his defense. Not happening today. Dak is kind of tearing that up.
Yeah.
He goes into halftime. He's like, guys, we got to do something different here. We got to play a different brand of football if we're going to win this game. Third quarter, he comes out. He plays cover six, which he did in the first. He goes and plays his cover three, which he might have had a little bit more success with in the second quarter. And then he plays cover two, which he felt like he had a little bit more success, probably. So in the third quarter, he's going to give you the cover two with the like that look, that zone look on one side and man look on the other side. So he's playing
with the six.
Yeah, with the six. So he does that in the third quarter. So now he's kind of got his offense is kind of stable. Mm-hmm. They're scoring some points. In the fourth, he's got you down now. What do you think he does when he's got that lead? What do you think he's trying to prevent?
Big plays.
Obviously, yeah.
Big plays.
Like Pickens hitting him deep down the field again.
He goes to cover two. He goes cover two, cover four, cover six to end the game is what he does. When he rushed you in this game, now, just for example, let me just tell you this, too. In the first quarter he played, 76% zone, 23% man. Hurt him a little bit. In the second quarter, he went 85% zone, 14% man. In the third quarter, he played 100% zone. Fourth quarter, he played 100%
zone.
Yeah,
he just went away from man totally.
He just totally went away from the man coverage is what he did. He also went into, he never rushed more than five in this game. In the first quarter, he rushed 4, 5, 3, the number of guys that went.
Mm-hmm.
He went, in the second quarter, he rushed 4 and 5. In the third, he went 4 and 5. And then the fourth quarter, all he did was rush 4, played mm-hmm. coverage.
Yeah.
That right there, you wonder why sometimes you're like, well, what did Schottenheimer, what were they dealing with there? This guy saw that some of his coverages early in this game, like his cover three was getting him beat. He tried it a little bit in the third and went away from it. He said, you know what? I'm going to just throw it as a changeup. But where he got this game stabilized was playing the cover six with the man and then
interesting.
And a little bit
that's
of the
zone. Fangio special,
right? Yeah, which has given Dak problems in the past.
Yeah, he gave Dak problems. He went in this game. He went base defense 7 snaps, nickel 35 snaps. He played dime 14 of them. So he tried. He's like, listen, mm-hmm. I'm not going to let these guys. Dallas is playing all their 11 personnel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, real quick. This is on the 4th-and-1 play. I don't know if you guys noticed this. They had Turpin in the backfield as the running back.
Yeah.
With Lipke as the offset. It's like he totally disregarded that they were even going to think about giving the ball to Turpin.
To Turpin.
He gambled with Hunter Lipke being offset to his defense's right. You know what he did? He slanted that way. And what happened is Caldwell beat Bass on a swim move.
Yeah, Bass ended up on the ground. Yeah,
he was super fast.
Yeah, Bass ended up on the ground, and then what happened was Tyler Smith couldn't get down inside to get the block. So Caldwell basically was sitting in the hole when
they predicted what was coming.
They knew
they knew that
with Turpin in the backfield, let's just slant to the fullback and see if we can get a stop here on 4th-and-1. And they did. That's just good defense.
If let's say it's Williams, you don't think they do the same thing?
I don't think they slant. I think they try and play the thing straight up. Now, they might have slanted to the offset, being, when I say offset, like you have an eye back like behind Dak and then somebody to the left or to the right. Dallas, if Dallas would have just gone straight eye, you might not have got the slant. But they scouted you well enough to know when you play offset in that down and distance situation, you're probably going to hand the ball to Hunter Lipke
well
there.
Done.
And they slanted the front to that direction, to the side of the fullback. So, Jesse Minter.
It's a huge play.
Jesse Minter, defensive coordinator of the day, stopping your Dallas Cowboys.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
There he is, Trustee's Corner, every day at 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Let's go ahead and get a football fix. Who ticked off Santa? Clinchers and a franchise quarterback. Has he emerged? That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.